Mr. Speaker.
Order, order.
The Prime Minister will leave the chamber. When I stand to my feet, it happened yesterday, I gave him fair warning. When I stand to my feet and call for order, he is to be treated no differently to any other member in this House. The Prime Minister will leave the chamber.
John Key ordered out of the debating chamber by the Speaker, David Carter, the first time a Prime Minister has been sent out in over a decade, since Labour's Speaker, Margaret Wilson, ordered Helen Clark out in June 2005. Mr. Key's expulsion came after he'd got carried away answering a question and failed to heed Mr. Carter's call for order.
On Saturday
Order. Prime Minister will resume his seat. Order. Order.
The Prime Minister had been answering one of three identical questions set down for him by the three main opposition parties. Opposition leader Andrew Little followed up the first question with this supplementary.
Why won't he give an apology to the Red Cross, Amnesty International and Greenpeace following his failed attempt yesterday to divert attention away from his support for the grubby foreign trust tax dodging industry?
Order.
Speaker.
The question's been asked the Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, because what I said yesterday is factually correct. If you go into the database, Speaker, it's quite simple. A very quick search of Greenpeace International shows you that it is a beneficiary of the Exodus Trust. What this actually goes to prove, Mr. Speaker, is that all of the names of innocent New Zealanders that have been dragged across the TV sets and sullied by members of this House, all because they unwittingly end up on this database, should be taken with a grain of salt by other New Zealanders.
Mr. Key was able to develop his argument that what's good for the goose is good for the gander with his answer to this question from Greens co-leader James Shaw.
Why will he not apologise to Greenpeace International, Amnesty and Mojo Mathers for misrepresenting them in the House yesterday?
Order, Mr. Speaker,
the Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Speaker, I haven't misrepresented Greenpeace. They're in the database as a beneficiary of the Exodus Trust. I don't like the fact they're there, but they are there. So in what way have I misrepresented? I think the member should do this. I think he should get on his feet and he should say, John, on Saturday
Order. Prime Minister will resume his seat. Order.
But Mr. Key carried on and was ordered out, leaving the third question from New Zealand First unanswered and, according to the government's leader of the House, with no minister willing to answer it.
The Honourable Gerry Brown.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister is in the precincts of Parliament, but clearly not able to be here for the answering of this question. No other minister wants to answer on his behalf.
Order. Order.
The Speaker reminded Mr. Brownlee of what they were supposed to be doing.
This is question time. It is the time to hold the government account, and that you members, ministers should answer questions unless it's in the public interest not to. Then the public of New Zealand will judge the appropriateness of the course of action the Minister Brownlee is determined to take. That becomes a matter for Mr. Brownlee.
Who wanted to carry on arguing the point.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Do you want to talk to that point of order?
Yes, I do, sir.
I'll allow Mr. Brownlee.
What I would point out is while you have outlined that this is a time for the government to be held account, you've also required the leader of the government to be out of the chamber and unable to account. Therefore, I think it is perfectly reasonable that either the question is held over to another day, the Prime Minister is allowed to come back later in the day perhaps to answer it, or we simply don't answer it.
It should be very clear to the Minister, he sits very close to the Prime Minister, why the Prime Minister was asked to leave the chamber. When I stand to my feet, all members will immediately resume their feet. To carry on giving an answer when I'm calling order is completely unsatisfactory. A strong warning was given to the Prime Minister yesterday. He chose not to listen to that warning. He's only got himself to blame for the situation that's now arisen.
Mr. Carter then invited the New Zealand First Party's deputy leader to ask his question.
Ron Mark, question number 6.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is to the Prime Minister and asks, does he stand by all his statements?
The Honourable Bill English on behalf of the Prime Minister.
On behalf of the Prime Minister, yes.
Deputy Prime Minister Bill English stepping around Gerry Brownlee to fill the void on the government's front bench created by Mr. Key's dramatic departure. I'm Tom Frewen, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.